Kids in public bathrooms.
Yeah.
What age? When do you bring them in your own gender bathroom? See, this is when single person, single use, like the one person at a time bathrooms are the best.
Yeah.
Because they don't make people feel uncomfortable when it comes to gender identity, and it doesn't make you feel uncomfortable as a parent sending them in them by themselves, you know?
Yeah.
But that's not the case everywhere. So Kelly texted me yesterday. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And this was at the doctor's office, right?
Yes.
So at the doctor's office,
mm-hmm.
and Wyatt is 9.
Yep.
And she texts me, Wyatt's using the men's room by himself for the first time. I'm hovering outside the door. Now, I make fun of Kelly for being helicopter-y sometimes.
All the time?
Well, sometimes I totally get it.
Yeah.
And sometimes...
That's okay.
Every parent is on their own time.
Yeah. It's a badge of honor. I am a helicopter parent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we literally have a sound effect labeled the Kellycopter.
Yes.
So the Kellycopter's hovering outside the men's room.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, he's never used the men's room by himself? And now here's the thing. I would be willing to bet, Jay, feel free to call, that if Wyatt was with Jay, and there have been times when Wyatt had to use the bathroom and Jay didn't,
mm-hmm.
Jay probably would have been like, oh, go ahead.
I completely agree.
Okay.
Yes, I completely agree.
So he has used the men's room by himself. Before.
I don't know that, but I could see Jay being comfortable with it.
Right.
And I get why he would be comfortable with it. Just like I get why you would be comfortable with sending Wyatt in or Sawyer in or anything like that.
Now, okay. So my first response was, what? He's 9.
This is when my anxiety on my end and Wyndham started creeping up. Thinking that, oh my God, have I done something wrong? Like,
oh, well, no, I wasn't saying that. I was just like, wow.
No, I know you weren't saying that. But listen, this is what happens when you're a parent of a newborn, of a 9-year-old, of an 18-year-old. We're always going to screw up with something that we think we're doing the right thing. And then there's like, there's a moment of clarity that I'm like, totally screwed up here. So...
Now, here's the thing. I haven't been a parent, you know, until now. I'm married to Tim, and you know, we have these 3 kids that are really his kids from his prior marriage.
Yeah.
And I'm now in a step-parent role.
Mm-hmm.
So I see it firsthand only from that perspective.
You see fresh eyes, which is the best way to describe it. Like, and that's the way that I feel it. Like, I'm wrapped up in this anxiety-ridden role of a mother trying to keep this boy and this girl alive, and you walk in with this fresh perspective. So that's why I was like, wait a minute. It was like when I realized when I was carrying Wyatt in a car seat at, like, 4.
Oh.
He was, you couldn't even
see. Wait a
minute,
like carrying him around? Like in a...
I'm telling you, his...
Oh, dear.
You couldn't even see the car seat. Because his body was bigger than the car seat.
Yeah.
But in my head, I'm like, I don't know when do I give up the car seat. I don't know when do I, you just don't know. So now the past couple years.
You're like carrying him. You have to walk a few feet and put him down. Oh,
yes,
God, he's getting
that's
heavy.
What I used to have to do. Until another mom looked at me and she said, girl, no more car seat. And I was like, oh, really? Okay.
He's in a stroller at 19.
Totally. Yeah. So, but anyways, he's getting to the age. He's very independent now. He's reached that point in his life. And
except when he has to use the bathroom.
He hates it. Now, this is the thing. He is always like, I'm not going in there with you. And I'm like, yes, you are. So this has been a conversation.
All the more reason to just let him go.
Correct.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
I think this is what it boils down to. I think it's really because moms with sons. This is why I'm saying this.
Right.
Because a men's room is like an unknown atmosphere to
women.
Yeah,
but see, this is something that drives me crazy. Like men, first of all, are more, you know, okay, maybe there are more men who have been arrested as creeps than there are women. But there are plenty of female creeps, too.
I agree with that. I don't even know if it's about the creep factor, aside from the privacy factor. In my mind, I'm like, is he going to go to the urinal?
Well, what is he doing? Just whipping it out and whizzing around the room?
No, I don't think so. But that's the thing. I don't know what he's walking into. I don't know if it's a full thing. I don't know if he should go into a stall until, you know, and have his privacy, or if he feels comfortable going to a urinal. So it's all these things, right? So I'm like, I don't know if this is the age. Well, newsflash, it's the age. Like I said to him after we had this conversation, I looked at Wyatt and I was like, Hey, about when you go into a public, like a men's room, when you went in today, do you do the urinal or the stall? And he was like, I don't know, you know, none of your business, you know, basically.
He's like, Mom, you're being weird.
Right.
You're the creep.
Yeah. And then he's like, Mom, if I go to the urinal, they're dividers. And so I'm like, okay, so I just think it's like, yeah, I think it's anxiety about like you're going into this restroom. I don't know, the men's room, there's something about a men's room that.
Why? See, I think that's such an old stereotype.
And it's not because I think that there's like creepers in there that are going to do something. It's not that. It's the.
Then what?
It's just bizarre to me as a woman that you go in and it's a urinal and everyone's standing up. And I feel like, you know.
But that's a normal men do that every day.
I know.
Multiple times during the show, I experienced the urinal.
I know. But I think the urinal is a weird thing, is an unknown thing to women. So I think that's why.
Well, yeah, but it's.
Yeah. Listen, it's crazy. It could be crazy, but I think there is a certain age where they feel comfortable enough.
Well, yeah, okay, but the unknown thing, tampons are an unknown thing to men, but it's not like I go, don't use them!
No, I wouldn't say that, but I think there's a certain age.
Don't trust them!
No, but just like tampons, there's a certain age that you should start using them.
Well, right. right.
That's good.
But so I think it comes down to a couple things. So yeah. I talked to Tim about this last night because I was like, this is fascinating to me.
Me too.
And I'm saying, you know, and he goes, oh, yeah, that's weird. Because we always let, but it depends on the bathroom and it depends on where you are.
Correct.
And like when we were at a restaurant, that's not a busy restaurant, you know, pretty much everyone who's in that space.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? So if, you know, Charlotte, who's six, mm-hmm. she'll go to the bathroom by herself.
Yeah.
And she's fine. If we're at like Fenway Park.
I was just going to say that.
We're not going to, you know, we're not saying, okay, well, go ahead, buddy. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Maddie, who's 12, she's fine.
Yeah.
She can get back, you know.
Yep.
Sawyer, the 8-year-old, well, maybe at Fenway Park, we'd walk him to the men's room.
Yeah.
Char, we'd walk her to the women's room.
Yeah.
But at this point, like, she doesn't want to come in the men's room.
No.
She's, like, weirded out by that.
And why it doesn't want to go into the women's room? It's the same thing. It's just, I think it reaches a certain point of independence, and you're like, okay. This is when you go in by yourself and I can't go in with you. And, you know, you're going to. Now, listen, the bottom line is I'm not alone. This is what I realized.
Right, yeah.
My crazy.
Well, according to the poll on your own page, I'm just saying.
Okay. You can do a poll on your own page. I think it really is for women with sons there. It's like the unknown.
You know, what's funny is that you do the poll on your page and it's like, you know, friends of yours and other moms and stuff like that. I do the poll on my page. It's like single gay guys from Houston, you know,
true.
Broadway dancers from New York. It would be two very different.
That's true.
I don't think any of the polling data is going to be
that's
all
true. I
that
do think
accurate.
I have a lot of moms with me.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
It is. And there's a weird double or divide between moms and dads.
Yeah.
And that, right? That's the other thing that we discovered in talking about this.
Correct.
Is that the way dads approach kids with public bathrooms is different from the way moms approach kids with public bathrooms.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. And why? I don't know.
I don't know either. I just think it's not a place that women are familiar with. So maybe that's why it's like,
okay, it's a toilet. I mean, you've seen a urinal. A urinal is a urinal. It's just a standing up toilet.
Yeah, I know.
Do you want me to, you know what? I'll escort you over to the men's room and I'll show you the urinal.
I just think it's so gross.
Okay. Yeah. You can even try it out. That'd be entertaining.
I do have a sheepie. So.
Oh, too much information. I knew we were going to go somewhere just a smidge too far.
I'll bring my sheepie in.
Oh, perfect. How about you lend me? Oh, there you go. There's the solution.
All right, now that's
okay.
When I go crazy.
Wyatt, you can use the men's room, but you have to do it in this. Scarred for life.
Mom will be right next to you.
Yeah. Oh so God. Weird.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, good night.